Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Your Music, the weekly exploration of musical expressions and talents from around the world. I'm your host, Evan Davis, and I've been traveling this month out west as I do at this time each year for work, and I apologize for some of the technical difficulties that have made it impossible for me to get a new show to you for the last several weeks. Well, I hope tonight's show will make the wait worthwhile because we'll be spending the evening with jazz pianist and composer Billy Childs and members of his ensemble, who I had the pleasure of meeting and seeing at their live performance at the Tempe Center for the Performing Arts in Arizona just last week. Billy Childs is a native of Los Angeles who was born in the heyday of the Leimert Park Renaissance, which brought us a number of great musicians I've featured on the show before, folks like Sun Ra, Don Cherry, Eric Dolphy, Billy Hart, and Horace Tapscott. But L.A. is a pretty big place, and Childs is influenced more by classical music than by the free-spirited jazz of South Central, though he would later collaborate with the ubiquitous Herbie Hancock, a familiar figure in just about every enclave of jazz. Childs began his formal musical education as a kid and later studied musical theory at the University of California. He toured in his teens in Japan and began to establish himself as a competent contributor in a number of ensembles that included Hancock and Chick Corea and Freddie Hubbard. Eventually, he struck out on his own with four releases on the Windham Hill label, where his original compositions were perfectly at home. He also recorded one album each on Stretch and Shinachi labels, so we'll start with those. Here's a track called The Hunted from Childs' 1996 album on Shinachi, The Child Within.
Thank you. Thank you.